This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with my second of a multi-part series that I'm calling How High is Your Mountain and How Wide is Your Valley, which I've subtitled as Feeling When Good When Things Aren't That Bad. It's sort of kind of how I've been feeling this summer, even though when the program gets on, it's fall. And it's just dealing with a number of things. Now, when I talked last time, I was talking about how I had the opportunity to just tell people that things were fine or to kind of go into a little bit more honest detail. And I chose to get honest and say that I was in sort of a shallow valley that wasn't horrible, but it just really bothered me in some ways. And I just didn't feel like I was doing anything. One of the things that I do when I'm in that place is listen to what other people are telling me when I ask them how they manage things. And somebody told me about this new book, well, it's new to me, on Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers of television fame, for those who grew up in the 60s and 70s and 80s in the United States. Fred Rogers was quite the philosopher and indeed possibly even somewhat of a good theologian. He was an ordained minister who was assigned to work in television with and for children. One of the things that he says in his book, or in the book, is what I call focusing on the main thing. And I think that's what I want to talk to you about today. Well, what are the main things in terms of him? I think the mainest main thing for Mr. Rogers was the whole issue of loving people for who they are, as they are, and where they are. I want to come back to that in more detail later, because what I want to talk to you today about is actually a couple of points that he makes having to do with prayer and having to do with the work of the Holy Spirit behind the scenes in a way that we never even typically notice. One thing about prayer that really popped out to me is that in 1992, he was given an honorary doctorate from Boston University, which incidentally was his 25th honorary doctorate. And he came to the podium. He was introduced as he was going to give the invocation or the prayer. And so it was announced the invocation will now be delivered by Mr. Fred Rogers. The graduates, of which there were 5,000, went wild, whooping and hollering out to Fred Rogers and telling him that they knew they were special thanks to him. Now, how is he going to calm this group down to pray? Well, that was what was interesting. He just said, "Do you want to sing with me?" And they all yelled even louder. And so they sang the theme song, "It's the Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood." And they just swayed from side to side, and everybody sang and remembered all the wonderful things that they felt as a result of watching this guy do all kinds of things for kids on TV. Let me read his prayer. Dear God, please inspire our hearts to come ever closer to you. We pray for those people who know us and accept us as we are. Those people who encourage us to see what's really fine in life. We pray for all the people of your world, our sisters and brothers whose names we may not know, but whose lives are ultimately precious in your sight. With all our hearts, we pray for all your children everywhere. Yes, everywhere. And finally, we offer our strengths and our weaknesses, our joys and our sorrows, to your never-ending care. Help us to remember all through our lives that we never need to do difficult things alone, that your presence is simply for the asking, and our ultimate future is assured by your unselfish love. In our deepest gratitude, we offer this prayer. Amen. Wow. I don't know about you, but even reading it again, I get goose pimples or goose pimples. I just imagine myself almost hearing him say that, because I spent a lot of time watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood with my kids, and it moved me back then just as he moves me now. But he started out praying for everybody. You really get the impression that he really loved everybody. You know, I know when I'm in my valley, a lot of times I don't like people. I mean, I don't like a lot of people. I focus on the negative aspects of people. Fred Rogers calls us to focus on the positive aspects of people, just the positiveness of them being alive and being in the world today. That certainly is not a constant theme as we look around the world. And yet he comes and he says, Lord, we offer our strengths and our weaknesses, everything to him, to his never-ending care. I don't know about you, but that really hits me in a number of ways. First of all, as I'm wandering through this valley, there is an aspect of me that feels a little sorry for myself. And yet I keep that inside often. I don't go around telling people that very often. And that just sort of sits there and simmers and possibly gets even stronger. I start evaluating my life situations by what I'm getting, what the benefit is that I'm getting, what's going on in my life. And, you know, that often makes me more critical. I'm more vigilant to see if I am getting the short end of the stick, if I am being taken advantage of. So this whole thing about praying for everything, as vague as that sounds, means putting everything in its perspective to me. It means saying, you know, Lord, I'm not in a really good place right now, but I know that I can still leave all of this in your never-ending care. I love that. Never-ending care. Just like never-ending story, isn't it? Never-ending care, your unselfish love. What is the response? Well, his response in that prayer was, our deepest gratitude. We offer this prayer. I find that when I just sit and pray or talk, I end up feeling grateful for everything, even if things are in a bad place. So even as I'm walking along this valley that is the theme of my series, the metaphor of the valley, there are many places I can stop and offer up prayers. Not prayers that say, oh, rescue me from this, but gratitude prayers. And I think that's very important because that does something to us. We know from neurological research that doing altruistic behaviors actually releases endorphins in our bloodstream, just like exercise releases endorphins. And so I think, I have no scientific proof for this, but it'd be an interesting study to see how or if prayer does do the same thing. I know it changes me when the focus of my prayer is thanksgiving and gratitude. Somehow or other, by the time I'm finished, I'm in a different place. Now, the other thing he talks about is the hidden work of the Holy Spirit. Many of us are used to seeing more overt types of things, but the Comforter comes in quiet ways too, and oftentimes does not show himself in ways that we are aware of until after the fact. Now, what that makes me want to do is to take on, and I think it did in Mr. Rogers' life too, an attitude of expectancy, of excitement. Will I see, and when will I see those activities? You know what that does for me in my valley? That completely takes me out of a sense of being stuck in my valley and puts me in a place of expectancy and hope, a completely different place. That hope is to say, Lord, you know, you take everything, and somehow or other, beyond my understanding, you work it out for good. And I don't know when I'm going to see that, Lord, but I know I've seen it so many times before. I know it's going to come. I don't know when, and I'm kind of excited to look. Those are just some of the feelings that have been going through myself as I looked at where I was in terms of being in a valley and tried to understand if that might be anything useful for you. As you look at this, if you're in a valley, are there anything here that you can do that might help you think about changing some of your perceptual, your vision stances, your stances of the heart towards more of an expectancy and hope as opposed to a despair and despondency? I think it's worth trying. I don't have any quick and easy ways to do it except to be slow and to listen and listen from the heart. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.